The Biden administration is scrambling to manage a growing humanitarian and political challenge at the U.S.-Mexico border. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, good morning.
Can you tell us a little bit about messaging this weekend from the Biden administration?
Yeah, well, we heard from the president yesterday who said that he will visit the southern border at some point. He was asked if he wants to see firsthand what's going on in those facilities where they're holding unaccompanied minors. He said very simply, I know what's going on in those facilities. But they're certainly facing increasing pressure for the president to go down there to send a stronger message. And, you know, we heard yesterday from the Homeland Security Secretary that what he was saying is the message to migrants is do not come. The border is closed. You know, this has been a bit of a mixed message for the past couple of weeks. We were originally hearing from Mayorkas and others, don't come now. Allow the administration some time. Allow them to rebuild what they say is a dismantled immigration system. The president last week, though, said don't come. And now we're hearing other officials sort of catching up to that message. But I think the fact that it's been conflicting, it's been a little bit muddled over the past couple of weeks, is perhaps one element to why we're seeing these numbers increase like they are at the border. This tends to happen this time of year as the weather gets warmer. This is the season when there is a surge, if there is one to be had. But certainly the criticism right now is that because the administration was promising a new approach to immigration, that perhaps this is encouraging people to make this very difficult and dangerous journey.
Now, they say that they have a new approach, but there are still portions of the Trump administration's immigration policies still in place.
Yeah.
Tell us about Title 42.
Yeah, you know, there's certain things that are in place because of COVID, of public health reasons, of, you know, why people are not being let in, why certain asylum seekers are not. Also, just the simple fact of they say, the Biden administration, that they're sending adults back over the border, that they are expelling adults who are making this trip. They are expelling family units. What they are not doing, though, is sending young children who are coming in without parents or guardians across the border. They're not sending them back. And that is a change from the Trump administration policy. This is why you keep hearing the administration say, we're trying to do this in a more humane way, we're trying to do this in a way that doesn't put those children at risk. But then what that means is you got to do something with them. Mm-hmm. And right now we were told that there are more than 15,000 unaccompanied minors in federal custody. The numbers are increasing dramatically, skyrocketing just in the last week. The goal, they say, is to get these children connected with family members who are here in the U.S., the people that they are coming to be with. Some are coming with phone numbers and addresses and names. But that takes time. It takes time to connect people with safe sponsor situations, too. So this is a difficult situation. The administration is not yet calling it a crisis, but officials that we talked to down there say if this isn't a crisis, it's not clear what is.
Yeah, we don't have just one crisis, though, at a time. We've also got the pandemic.
Absolutely.
And we've got Biden trying really hard to promote the passage of the recent stimulus bill. But is this being overshadowed at this point?
You know, I think that they would like the big focus to be on the Help Is Here tour, as they're calling it, where the president and senior officials are out there touting what is in the $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. This is already passed. He doesn't need to sell it. It's law. But they did want to get out there and explain to people how it was going to benefit them, benefit their communities. The president will still do that. He's traveling to Columbus, Ohio tomorrow to talk about health care and the COVID relief law and the money that the Ohio region will be getting. But absolutely, I think they're going to get a lot of questions at the briefing today about this. And I think this is why the question keeps coming up of when is he going to make that trip to the southern border? Some ways from a messaging standpoint, you know, if you do it and you get ahead of it and you show, you know, an aggressive messaging there, the questions stop to some extent. It doesn't mean the story goes away, of course. But it's interesting to see them not doing this on their terms, if that makes sense. You know, they're not planning something to answer so many of the questions that reporters have. And there's a lot of issues about transparency because we've been asking for weeks to be able to get into these facilities, and so far we've had no access.
Now, is Congress working on anything right now to deal with immigration?
Yeah, you know, there were immigration laws that were bills, last week that the House passed. One was about a pathway to citizenship for DACA recipients and other temporary protected status holders. So this is something that passed with some bipartisan support. Now the question is, where does it go in the Senate? So stay tuned for that. But, you know, a lot of this is just what can the administration do with federal resources? How can they help local and state resources, officials there, with the situation that's unfolding along the border?
We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much, Karen.
Have a great day.
That is Karen Travers, ABC News correspondent.